This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here's what I was thinking about during the vacation, right? When I thought about the show and I thought about what's going on, which is pretty often, even when I'm on vacation. I think most of us in the business, you can't completely unplug and not think about stuff. But anyway, I'm thinking about this and all the different storylines that we've talked about, really, you know, going back to the offseason, of course, starting with DeSoto and the Yankee and the Mets stuff, and then Pete's contract and trickling into the season. You know, all the injuries that both teams have dealt with, the very uninspiring period, roughly a month of just bad baseball by both teams, where we're like, whoa, what is going on with these teams, too? You know, here we are 10 days before the deadline, and what does it all mean? Well, I've learned this, and even though I know it, and we know it, we still do it. We react like lunatics to every single baseball game because we love it and we care about it. At the end of the day, you know, the wise thing would probably be to take a bit of a more measured approach because it is 162 games. But with all the twists and the turns that we've gone through so far, here's the bottom line. Neither team's going to win a division in the next 10 days or so. Neither team's going to lose a division in the next 10 days or so. And neither team's going to wrap up or lose out on a wild card in the next 10 days or so. So what this means to me is the season comes down to Stearns versus Cashman. That's it. Everything else that we've talked about, the young kids and the ups and the downs and the triple crown and then this and then that. I said it doesn't mean anything because it's gotten us to this point. But the 2025 baseball season comes down to the general managers doing their job and doing their job very well because I feel very confident saying this. Without the right moves, neither team's doing much in October. They are just too flawed. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that they've also, you know, cranked out enough wins, and they do have enough interesting pieces, both teams do, to remain relevant and to, you know, bare minimum, you know, be a playoff team. But come on, we watch these teams every single night. And as I said before, we tend to fixate maybe more on the negatives than illuminate the good. That's just the way we're wired. But when you objectively analyze the Yankees and the Mets, there is nobody that can call me up today, and you can try 888-808-1019 and sell me on either team being a World Series team. They don't look like it. They don't smell like it. They don't play like it. They don't feel like it because they're not. Now, that doesn't mean there's no value. That doesn't mean there's not a bridge to become a championship team. Hey, GMs, do your job. Do your job. You know why? So far, the owners, now we can quibble about, wow, you know, Hal's not quite his dad, and it's not fantastic. Both owners have done a good job of spending money. They've given their fan bases a chance to latch on to a team, and both teams really do have, you know, with the right moves, a chance to win. And this is where you now separate yourself. And I'll tell you what, I look at, much like it was, you know, Yankees, Mets stare down with Soto, it's going to come down to the same thing, guys. only it's now on the general managers because they are, in certain spots, looking at the same players. To me, that's what makes this so interesting. Like, we've had years before where we know, all right, you know, the Yankees and the Mets are both good, maybe mess around, get a Subway Series. But until the Soto stuff happened this year, right, until that happened, it was never, you know, Yankees versus Mets in the offseason, and it was never Yankees versus Mets during the season in terms of a trade deadline. I don't mean Subway Series game stuff. So, you know, David Stearns has to prove. Now, David Stearns is a good GM. I think everybody will agree with that. He has a good resume, and he's a good general manager. What David Stearns needs to now do, he needs to prove that he's got a chance or he's going to be a great New York general manager. And there's a world of difference there. And that's where David Stearns is going to be in a bit of an uncomfortable spot because he didn't operate this way in Milwaukee. I know they have sports radio out there. I can promise you, whatever show is the big show out there, whatever station is the big station, they are not calling up those people like you call us up at the Fan, you know, demanding moves and demanding accountability. That's just the way it goes here. That's why it's awesome. You know, you just can't get comfortable. So David Stearns is going to have to prove that he's got a few new, like a different set of stripes and evolve. And I'm not saying that he can't. He's just got to do it. And Brian Cashman, what I think Brian Cashman needs to prove is that he still has his general manager fastball. And I'll tell you what, now if I'm going to separate those two things and now tell you who I have more faith in to do their job the next 10 days, it's Cashman. Now, some of you Yankee fans might not want to hear that. And there's a lot of things about Brian Cashman that I have long been on the record with. He has not earned the right to rebuild this team. All the stupid sound bites you've heard me say. You know what? Haven't been wrong yet with that because they haven't won. So I think now you have a stare down that we've never seen. Both teams are good. Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Both teams are flawed enough where they're not winning anything. Either team. Yanks ain't getting there. Yanks ain't winning. Mets ain't getting there. Mets ain't winning. Stearns, do your job. Cashman, do your job. And more specifically, what makes this unique? You've got to do your job against the other guy in town, and we've never seen that. And that will determine the fate of the 2025 New York baseball season. It's the bottom line. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Talent Bay remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on guaranteed tires here, of course, from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, let's get to you. Got a lot of stuff to get to today. Well, David Wright Day. I got to get into the Sauce Wilson Jet stuff. Yeah, I'll get into the Little League ejection since my coworkers are so interested in talking about it. I'll at least give them the details or give you the details since nobody really seemed to have them. It was a mess. All right, 888-808-1019. Let me get Elvis in Orange, Connecticut on the Fan. BT and Sal, get things going on this Monday. Elvis, what's happening?
How you doing, Brandon? Hey, Brandon, I'm sorry I always hang up on you guys because I'm a landscaper. I can never hold on for very long.
Understood.
But anyway,
it's all good.
I kind of agree with you on everything, but here's the thing. You know, when you say they can't win a World Series, I mean, I don't see anybody that's actually in the majors right now that's any... I mean, look at the Dodgers. They're really struggling.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they're only one... You know what I mean? They're only one or two games better than the Mets. So, I mean, if the Mets make some right moves at the trade deadline, I mean, they could still win it just like anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do, but you're saying what I'm saying. I'm saying that the Mets and the Yankees, both teams, can win if they make the right moves. Now, I can't prove this to you today. I could just tell you, Elvis, you know, my opinion on base, watching every night, watching both of these teams, neither team is a World Series champion now. And the GM's got to make sure that that changes. That's it.
You know, there's one thing I do. I mean, the only thing I don't like about Mendoza, the way he coaches, I mean, you got to start letting these starters go a little farther.
Yeah.
I mean, the bullpen is just so weak. You know what I mean? I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, they're babying the guys, and they're still getting hurt anyway. So, I mean, let them pitch.
Yes.
Stop playing Tyrone Taylor. Oh, my God.
I mean, dude,
so bad.
I mean, listen, man, some of these arms that are coming out of the Mets bullpen, it's just an embarrassment. It's absolutely gross. I'm just looking for something if you're watching me. No, I'm not like just checking out and looking at my phone. I'm trying to find a picture. I took a screenshot over the weekend watching the Met game, and it was something with the – where the heck was it, man? About the innings pitched. I can't find it. Either way, it was around the neighborhood, like the Mets starters, I think, have gone like in I think 120 innings. And the Met relievers have gone like 121. Something that's just untenable. Like you can't have that. And, you know, listen, I mean, I think we're long past the point of just getting on the, at least I am, of getting on the air and just hammering the weaknesses. Oh, this guy coming out of the pen stinks. Oh, you know, this guy getting the baseball for the Yankees at the back of the rotation, not it. This guy coming out of the bullpen for the Yankees, not, like, that's not even fun. Like, there's a point when you're trying to assess what the team is where you got to get on the air and say, dude, this guy's terrible. You can't trust him. Everybody knows that. Like, if you look at the deficiencies for both the Yankees and the Mets right now, clearly identifiable, and it doesn't take a brain surgeon to identify it. Like, it just doesn't. Watch a game. Look at how bad some of these arms are. Look at how bad the lower third of the Mets batting order. I got to laugh. I've been saying for months, Mets need a bat. No. Mets need a bat. Yes, they do. So both of these teams need a lot. And it's going to come down to, like I said, the GMs doing their job and beating the other guy. Because as Cashman's calling about relievers, so is Stearns. As Stearns is making inquiries, so is Cash. Who puts together the most enticing prospect package? And I think maybe more from a Yankee perspective, no, did the Yankees just finally stop hugging these prospects? And I don't mean Lombard and Jones. I mean everybody else. And even Jones, like if it's a young, controllable, emerging star, you got to give up Spencer Jones, even though, you know, the way he looks, I don't know if you really want to, but you got to give something up to get something, you know? But you can't just, like, if the Yankees and the Mets thing, and I could see Stearns trying to squeeze, you know, a deal that doesn't really make sense for the other team, or it's a turnoff. Like, he's going to try to bargain, and I don't think he's going to be reckless with these prospects either. So at some point, Stearns is going to have to deviate from his comfort zone. And that's what I find incredibly intriguing, because now the spotlight, I mean, it is blazing white hot. Yeah, we can sit there and say, Mendoza hasn't really had a good month. I agree. What options does the man really have, if you think about it? So this is not little Milwaukee, you know, with one or two writers, you know, one station, without the venom that you got and the great stuff that you guys bring to this station. It's different. He can't hide, man. And if this roster is not upgraded big time, then Stearns is going to get crushed, and rightfully so. And if Cashman can't, you know, carry the mail and punch this thing in, then Cashman is going to get crushed, and rightfully so. Let me get Paul in Queens, BT and Salmon on the Fan. What's going on, Paulie?
What's going on, BT? How you doing?
Good, man. What's happening?
Not much, man. So, I really agree with you. I don't think the Yankees are, like, far off because of the American League. You know, you got the Tigers. You know, you got a few teams that could be a problem. But, absolutely, we need to make moves. I'm not giving up Spencer Jones for Eugenio Suarez.
Nope, no, I'm not doing that one either. Not that one. I'm with you on
that.
Yeah,
unless like some superstar becomes available out of nowhere that nobody expected.
Yeah.
I can't give up Jones. But if we get the right reliever and we get, you know, a good third baseman, or we're able to get Eugenio Suarez for other prospects besides Lombard and Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We got to pull the trigger on that ASAP. And I got two other points. Jonathan Loaisiga, I don't want to see him in any close games.
I hear you.
We got to be up 10 for Loaisiga to get in the game. And Jason Dominguez has to be leadoff every single day. How do you develop a player if you're gonna take him in and out of the lineup?
I don't know. And that's a good point. And I saw the first lineup back, and I was coming back from vacation. I'm like, why is he not batting first? Why? I don't get it. I don't understand the way the Yankees make out their lineup sometimes. I just don't. I know they're privy to a lot more information than me and all of us here, but, I mean, it's got to be a modicum of consistency. And to me, like, this is a very underrated aspect. You think about sports, right, and chemistry. And I'll do a little Jets later with the signings of Sauce and Garrett Wilson. But you think about, when we talk about football, specifically the Jets and the Giants, what's the one thing that's crushed them the last decade? O-line play. And the Jets quarterback play as well. Maybe Giants to a lesser extent. But it starts on the O-line. That's where chemistry is non-negotiable. I don't think a lot of us attach a lot of value to chemistry and consistency in the way the lineup comes out every day. Like, there's something to be said for knowing, all right, where I'm hitting, where I'm playing. You're just getting a little bit of a rhythm. And I think, you know, while Mendoza's much more consistent with that, I don't mean bottom third, bottom four, you got to juggle that up because it ain't good. But at least you know what's going on in the top five. And the Yankees don't give you that, and I don't get it. And one other thing, too. So the first caller pointed out how the Dodgers aren't playing well. And his point was, as I summarized, basically, hey, anything can happen. Yanks and the Mets could win if the Yankees get there. Dodgers are banged up. The Yankees could beat them. All right, and then the last call, they talked about, wow, the American League is still a little bit weak. I'm not pushing back on that. The Dodgers are an absolute mess right now. Mess, right? But I learned long ago, and I've said this on the show, if you're going to tell me about the prospects of one of our teams and how they can win a championship, don't start with, well, the rest of the league isn't that strong. I'm sorry, that's a little bit too flimsy for me. Like, I want to start the conversation with, our bullpen is sick, our rotation is awesome, we hit the hell out of the baseball, airtight defense, we run the bags well, whatever it might be. Give me characteristics of our teams, not the weaknesses of others. Like, that doesn't excite me. If anything, that worries me, because that's kind of talking around the problem. Oh, yeah, the Yankees could win because the American League's a little watered down. Well, yeah, the Mets could win because you see the Dodgers lately? No, tell me what the Mets do great, and tell me what the Yankees do great. It's not enough. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. BT and Sound on the Fan. Mikey, what's cooking?
BT, how you doing, bud?
I am good, dude. How about you? You okay?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good.
I love the banter between you and Sal, Mets, Yankees, because that's how I grew up in the old days, the same stuff. So, since Sal's not there, I'm going to kind of take the Mets out, but I wanted to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
The first one, and maybe this was explained somewhere along the line and I just haven't heard it, but how do the Yankees come out of the All-Star break with a bullpen game?
I have no freaking idea. I saw that. I'm on the beach. I see that. I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, I understand, Mike, that Max Fried's blister obviously, you know, gave him a little bit of a curveball there. And it worked out, actually, because they did win 2 out of 3. And now you have Fried lined up, a couple of days extra for the blister. Toronto series, understood. But when I first saw that, I'm like, you got a $300 million payroll? You start a bullpen game? The first game out of the All-Star break when you're 3 back in the division? What?
Okay. That's what I said, too. All right, so here's my other point, because I get what you're saying about before the deadline, this is a GM battle, and that's an awesome point. My question is, and this, I'm going to get your opinion. What owner do you think is going to be more instrumental in that? And that give and take between the GMs.
Okay, now let me just make sure I'm clear on what you mean. When you say instrumental, do you mean dialogue and direction with the GM or saying, hey, do what you got to do, I got the check?
Maybe it could be both.
It could be. I just wanted clarity from your opinion.
I get it.
I think anything, and Mike, this is pretty common, I think anything that comes down to money, you've got to give Cohen the advantage. I think... But do not understate, I think Hal's been, a little unfairly positioned the last couple. The man spends money. It's not his fault that his GM spends it wrong too much. You know, and every year you got to fix it. It's not like, he doesn't have $197 million payroll. Gang's top three. You know, basically knocking on the door of $300 million. So I do think what gives me comfort from a Yankee perspective, because the comfort from the Met perspective is Cohen, I mean, he's got to be all in. You know, you got Soto, Lindor's in his, and Lindor's been awful, but he's in his prime. Pete could bounce. You know, Nimmo's not a kid. Like, you got to take a massive swing again, like they did in the offseason, and I think that they will. But the one thing that you got to feel good about from a Yankee perspective is the synergy at this point of the year, July, time to make moves between Hal and Cashman. Last year, Jazz, all-star this year, stud. Not perfect, but stud. And they have worked together a lot. And Hal trusts Brian, and Brian trusts Hal. And I'm not saying that Cohen and Stearns don't trust each other. I'm not implying that at all. But they just haven't gone through this race enough to be quite in sync, I don't think, like Cashman and Hal now, late July. So I'd say slight advantage Yankees there, but... I mean, Cohen, he's going to cut the check. There's no doubt. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. It is on. And it's not about the Yankees versus the Mets or what the Yankees are without Soto or this. It is about, clearly for me, it is about two teams that had World Series expectations. Neither one will win anything if they don't get down to business in 10 days. They got it. They got 10 days to do this. And it's on the general manager. It's not the star player right now. The season hinges on Cashman and Stearns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.